Durham County Sheriff Clarence Burkhead has filed to run for a third term in office. Previously, he has served as the police chief of Hillsborough and also the police chief at Duke University, and he's kind enough to join us now. Sheriff, how are you?
Doing fine, Jeff. Doing fine. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you. Great to talk to you again. What is the proudest thing that you are and you're over your first two terms as sheriff?
Well, I am very proud of the way that we have sort of integrated ourselves into the community at every level, whether it's attending informal gatherings, partnering with organizations, being visible in the community. The Community Advisory Board, I'm very proud of that. And in this climate, it is imperative that law enforcement agencies do all they can to engage the community and to continue to build that trust. I'm very proud of what we've done here in Durham County.
What is one area the city has improved in over the last 6 years that you feel doesn't get enough attention?
Well, we are relentless in our efforts to reduce crime, particularly violent crime. Yes, we still have a gun problem and we have violent crime occurring, but here in Durham County, the first 6 months of the year, we've seen a 26% decrease in overall crime. We are continuing to fight violent crime. We brought back Project Safe Neighborhoods, which is an effort to target violent offenders, give them a second chance, or prosecute them to the fullest extent. And so we are just relentless once again in fighting crime and trying to make sure that all of Durham County is as safe as it can possibly be.
What is one area, and you may have just touched on it, that you would like to focus on in your next term?
Yeah, I still am very concerned about our youth. You know, our SROs, our school resource officers, work in Durham Public Schools. We build relationships with our young people, and I want us to do more as overall as an agency to reach these young people and give them opportunities to succeed in life, whether it's through mentorship. Some of our deputies actually coach athletics and after school and on the weekends, and I think it's critically important that we build relationships with the young people, give them opportunities to get to know who law enforcement officers are, and that there's a possibility for a career in law enforcement, but more importantly, give them the skills they need to succeed and to make good choices. So we're planning to focus on continuing to engage with our young people, but we also need to continue to recruit LEOs as well as detention officers. We still have 56 vacancies in our detention center, so we're going to continue our recruiting efforts, and hopefully we can fill that vacancy gap as soon as possible as we move into my third term as sheriff.
Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood is running for another term. I've known actually people who are younger than him who have now retired. And Wake County, in fact, I went to school with one of them, as a matter of fact, and Wake County Sheriff Willie Rowe is going to run for re-election as well. He filed this week, too. So what keeps your love of law enforcement so persistent after all this time?
Well, you know, Jeff, this is truly a labor of love. I consider myself a servant leader. It is all about helping people. It's about having an organization that is one of the top organizations in the state of North Carolina, if not the country. We're triple crown accredited. Only 79 agencies in the country have that distinction. I love being the sheriff. I love helping people and trying to make an impact, a positive impact. And I think the two colleagues that you mentioned, Sheriff Blackwood and Sheriff Rowe, feel the same way. That's what gets us up in the morning. If we can continue to serve our communities with honor and duty and service and integrity, that's what keeps me going. I'm in my 41st year as a law enforcement professional, and I love it. I love getting up, coming to work, serving the residents of Durham County.
I first interviewed you back in 1999, back when you first started as the police chief at Duke University.
Wow.
So you're very familiar with Durham. What do you love about the city?
Well, Durham is continuing to evolve, and I think that's very attractive. And what I mean by that is we haven't settled. We're not mediocre. Durham County continues to strive for excellence, to be a model city. The richness of Durham, our educational system, our university system, being right here in the middle of Research Triangle Park. And certainly you can't mention Durham without mentioning the food scene. There's a lot of good food in Durham. And so there's so many great things. And then, of course, the arts. Don't want to leave out DPAC. Everything that anyone would want to do anywhere in any city in the United States, it's right here in Durham. And Durham, I think, is a hidden gem, and certainly a beacon in the South for those who are looking for a place to raise their kids, to work, live, and play. Durham is it, and I love this city.
Well, it's great to talk to you again, Sheriff, and we wish you all the best. Also, wish you a very happy holiday season, and hopefully we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much for joining us here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Happy holidays.